And if you ever change your mind, you know where to find me. I love you. I'll see you around, princess. Oh, thank you, Mrs. Bennett, but it's okay. I'm just looking around. I'm not really looking for anything specific. Why, yes, I am still reading the Shakespeare Anthology. I know, it's been a month already. I suppose I just haven't had much time these days. Well, I'll be sure to come back up to the desk if I need anything. Thank you. Even the books you read remind you of her. Should really return that one soon and find a new one. But nothing looks interesting right about now. I wonder if she's walked down the aisle yet. My mother would scold me and have my head for skipping the wedding on a close family friend. I always joked about how it would be us getting married. No, stop that. Stop that. Just stop thinking about it. Stop thinking about her. Maybe I should look in another section. Princess? Whoa! What are you doing here? Well, hey, don't drag me! Slow down! Okay, fine. Now we're in the back and away from the entrance. Hi? So how are you? Princess, what are you doing here? You're supposed to be reciting your vows right about now, aren't you? Did I mean it? What are you talking about? Hey, no need to raise your voice. We already got kicked out for that once. I don't think Miss Bennett will be as forgiving this time. Did I mean it? You mean, did I mean what I said last night when I broke into your room and ranted about how you can't marry him and professed my love to you that last night? A small part of me was hoping that you would just think it was a strange dream. But, yes, I meant every single word I said last night, Princess. Look, if you came here to tell me off, just do it. I was completely out of line last night, just listening to my stupid heart and cock when I should have just Fucking hell, is that your signature move or something? Wait, what? Am I imagining this right now? Did you really just say you're not marrying him? But why? Because you're in love with someone else. Well, may I ask who? Princess, I'm going to look really stupid right now if you don't spell it out for me. My lady, I'm at half-mast. I need to hear you say it. Fuck. I love you too. But what about your wedding? Well, yeah, I kinda guess you ran off. But aren't you worried about what everyone will think? You're right, I did say you wouldn't go along with an arranged marriage anyway. Or really anything when you're being told what to do. Are you really sure about this? Are you really sure you want me? I know I'm not as good of a match as him. But I meant it when I said I would try my hardest to make you happy. God, I love that smile. I just want to see you smile like this every day. Oh. Princess, wait. We're still in the library. You can't grind against me like that. Miss Bennett will catch us. Wait, you didn't see her when you ran in? Okay, let me just peek my head out to see if she's actually gone. Looks like we're the only ones here. How much do you want to bet she just didn't want to deal with our nonsense today? You think she knows? She must have seen this coming. You know, years of unresolved sexual tension, disguised as remnants of a silly childhood rivalry. We were both too stupid to realize it until now, huh? Raspberry lip balm. I thought I knew you. Were you really prepared to give it to him like this? Or were you just waiting on me? Do you really want to do this here? I can just take you home. Take you to a real bed. A one that you deserve. But I'll admit, the idea of taking you while you're still wearing a dress to be married to another man is, oh, so fucking tantalizing. Even more so now that we're tucked away between these bookshelves. And anyone could come by and see you. I felt that shudder. You like that, princess? You like the idea of me just hiking up your delicate, expensive dress, pounding into your slopping, wet cunt like a fucking whore? Don't get mad at me for saying that. You know it's true. I may be your lover, but you already know I'll continue to be the man who annoys you the most in the world. And you'll always be the woman who infuriates me, ignites me. God, you're so fucking beautiful. How is this not a dream? Though, even in my wildest dreams, I don't think I can imagine this. God, I just love kissing your neck. And that moan as I bite into it. I couldn't do that last night. Couldn't risk leaving a mark. No need to worry about that now. Cause you're mine. All mine. And I'm leaving my mark on you so everyone knows. You like that, princess? You love the idea of being mine? Good. Because I'm all yours. Even trapped in this silky fabric, your breasts feel amazing. Shame I can't pull them out and put more of it on them. It's okay. My hands reaching in and making you squeal is just as good for now. And they just fit so well together. God, this skirt is heavy. How the hell did you even run in this thing? There we go. Now to push the rest of these garments out of the way. Holy princess, you're absolutely soaked. You really want me to just take you like this in the library? Yeah? You really whimpering as I run my fingers up and down your folds? What if I just circle around your shy little clit? Shh. We may be the only ones here for now, but we can still be caught if we're too loud. I may love hearing those moans from your lips. It's like music to my ears. I had no idea you could be this polite asking me to take you so nicely. Just one finger for now. You're so tight, even if it is just one. Feel it going in and out of your needy little pussy. I remember how you tasted last night. So sweet. So addicting. Another finger. Happy to oblige. I'm getting you used to having something inside of you, reaching for places you never even knew existed. Keep moaning for me, baby. And with my thumb playing on your clit. My, my. Isn't this a heavenly sight? You pressed up against these bookshelves. Your wedding dress hiked up, my fingers inside of you, bringing you closer to your peak. You getting close, princess? You clenching hard on my fingers. Go on then. Let go for me, princess. Come all over my hand. Let yourself fall over the edges of orgasm. My God, you're gorgeous. Easy, my love, easy now. Let me hold you while you catch your breath. You okay? You want me to keep going? You really want me to take you in this library? Well, who am I to refuse? Oh, fuck. You see what you do to me, princess? Look how hard my cock is for you. It's okay. I'll go slow at first. Just rubbing it up and down your slit. Holy fuck. Just as tight as last night, huh? Just relax. I'm not hurting you, am I? Good. I'm gonna start moving now, okay? You want me to go faster? Are you sure? I don't wanna hurt you. Holy fuck. You wrapping your legs around me? I guess you really do want more. Fine then. Wrap your other leg around me so I can fuck you harder against the shelf. You like me going this hard, don't you? Harder. I just started going this hard. Can't you be patient? Oh, you've waited this long, you don't want patience. Fine. As you wish, my love. I don't even care if we get caught anymore. Nothing's gonna stop me from fucking you. Moan for me. Let me hear how much you fucking love this. Let me hear how much you love my cock pistoning the fuck out of your tight little pussy. Let me hear how well I'm fucking you. Take all of me. I bet your fiancé would never fuck you like this. He would never make you feel this way. He never made you feel anything, did he? That's what I thought. You always thought of me. I can't believe I was almost too late. Can't believe you almost married him. That doesn't matter now. Because now I'm the one who's going to take care of you. I'm the one who's going to drive you closer and closer to that peak. The one making you beg so beautifully against my neck, in my ears, on my lips. The one giving you everything. I want you to come with me. I want you to clench your little pussy around my cock as I fill up your womb. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, fuck. I'm so close. Oh, come with me. Come with me, my love. I love you. I love you so fucking much. Try not to make the books fall over off the shelves, okay? Well, we don't exactly want your juices filling up page 394 now, do we? God, you're so beautiful. I don't think I'll ever get tired of saying that. You all right? I lost control for a moment there, didn't I? you liked it though, didn't you? Well, I'm glad. We really just fucked in the library, didn't we? This has been the wildest 24 hours of my life. And I regret none of it. I'm glad you don't regret it either. Even though we're probably in a lot of trouble right now. You're right. We'll get through it together. And I'm determined to be with you through it all. But for now, let's not think about that, okay? Let's just stay like this for a while. And also, let me say this. Just one last time. I'm so glad you didn't marry him. I love you.